In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, conceived without sin.
Pray for us sinners,
and Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So this afternoon's talk on the Holy Eucharist is, of course, an occasion for each and every one of you to become more enthusiastic about the Eucharistic adoration, which is a very important apostolate everywhere. It has been said by now Saint John Paul II that Eucharistic adoration is his hope to be thriving from all the parishes in the world. And yet we don't have the adoration to our dear Lord that we should have even in this diocese, which is blessed with many adoration chapels. A number of them are not occupied with the adorers for many hours every day. But when you consider what the composition of this devotion is about, we find that of all the Marian shrines in the world, and with those apparitions which are approved, that it's Our Lady every time asking for a church to be built so that people will come to adore our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And the greatest of the Eucharistic miracles are a daily event which happens when they have the Eucharistic processions at Lourdes. Many of you, if you're given the opportunity to go overseas, Lourdes is almost a must, or you're going to be missing out on some grace, and you're going to be missing out on knowledge of personal faith-given Eucharistic healings which came and are continuing in Lourdes. Seemingly greater number of Eucharistic miracles are happening and are so well known that no longer do they record these miracles in either Fatima or also Lourdes. But I asked you, why go to those places when you can receive the same graces here? Of course, when the opportunity is there to go on pilgrimage, yes, go by all means. And go to different parts of the world, because on pilgrimage it is a preparation, a reparation for your sins, but also a great expectancy of something which you yourself may personally desire. The result of your prayer and your effort may not be a result of what you wanted, but you will receive in conviction a knowing that God has touched you as though you were here present, which he is in his body, blood, soul and divinity, but as he was here 2,000 years ago and he touched you. So for the healings that you're seeking, especially the spiritual healings, the healings of the Eucharist, they can happen here right now, today, for you. So ask, and God himself, when we read that prayer, Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this was the prayer of the angel of Portugal, when he said, Saint Gabriel, the one who appeared to Our Lady, spoke and also appeared as a young man with the children having brought the ciborium and also the host with him, having left it suspended, he would then adore Most Holy Trinity, the Holy Trinity being one God, the three persons inseparable. So this wonderful mystery of divine revelation, the words first spoken to Our Lady when she became pregnant with the Word of God, Jesus, the incarnate Word, came into existence. We ourselves make reparation to God here present in this church today for especially those sins, as we are so well aware of by now with the video transmission out of Rome, with the good Cardinal Pell revealing through series of questions, even barrage of questions, that the church had sin enter into it, that we ourselves have been the cause of sin, because our sins infect the whole body, even though no one may know about them. And that's why we go to confession, to have the absolution of the priest who speaks on behalf of the church from the power that was given to Saint Peter. Whatever you will loose on earth will be loosed also in heaven. And the damage of our sins, hidden that they may be, no matter how remote and how insignificant they may be, actually inflicts the body of Christ here, the church on earth, so that you get these great clouds of darkness enter, as we have known now, as has been publicly realised, of course, the sins, and the sins of those who God had given this great privilege, the ones who are closest to Our Lady, because they are the sons of Mary, so much like the Son, Jesus himself. They have offended the body of Christ on earth by not living out their vocation. We're all part of that body, and as you know, just one small infliction on the finger, if it's not treated and healed, the infection can spread to the whole body and cause a sickness and even death. And we've been given the promise that the church shall last forever. Therefore, we're being asked to do something more. Numbers may be reducing, but the fervour for those reduced numbers has become greater. We're being called to repair damage done in the church. Eucharistic adoration, first Saturday devotion, is one of the things which Our Lady directed from Fatima that she wants us to do. The reparation in the evenings, in the early hours of the morning, the sacrifice hours, going before Our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, a very close chapel nearby, only less than 5 minutes away at Glenbelow. Commit yourself to want to do in your heart today, even as I'm speaking, to fulfill an hour of adoration. Some of you can do an hour a day easily. Others, commit yourself to something in your heart, and then find out whether there are other places which are also open. Valcata is actually closer. I would think it's only a minute or two away, and there's, I understand, a lockbox there. But by praying in front of the Blessed Sacrament, especially during those hours which are the dark hours, the hours of midnight on, the hours of great sin and impurity in this city, there's abundant. So much so that your prayers can stop things which would have come. Therefore, I ask you, are you really concerned about your own members of the family? Are you really concerned about the body of Christ? Have you been horrified with what you've heard? You're not part of the problem, but you're part of the cause, because you're not praying as Our Lady of Fatima has asked us to pray, which is beyond that of what was realised and said there during the apparitions up to the 13th of October in 1917. The information continued as Sister Lucia also was revealing different aspects to the continuation of the Fatima message, and that is the hours of reparation and Eucharistic reparation is the highlight of the reparation, but it requires an effort. But once you've gone and adored our Lord and got yourself up and about and gone to our Lord, oh, how pleased it is to the soul that you have made such an effort, and how insignificant that hour or three that you have missed of sleep, because you have been rejuvenated anyway. That's a miraculous consequence. I'm amazed at why more people did not even propagate from their own parish hours of adoration. Pray for the priests. The priests are the ones who bring Christ to the world at every parish. If you don't have a priest, if you don't realise the importance of the priest and the respect innumerable numbers of saints, whenever they would see a priest, would go and kiss the hands of the priest, acknowledging that those hands are the hands which the words have consecrated, implanted into the substance was replaced by the wafer of bread. The substance of the wine was changed in the blood of Christ. Those hands are blessed hands. Your prayers for the priests is a sign of what you're going to get. If there's a sickness in the priesthood, there's a sickness in the laity. You can't point your finger. When you do, you see what I'm doing now? As I point to you, there's three pointing back at me. Each and every one of us have been a cause of this darkness that's come into the world. We can't blame our parents. We can't blame the psychological damage which is done to us. We know what the truth is. We have to lift ourselves past the subjectiveness of our inner feelings which govern our emotions, and elevate and transcend to be an objective and know that there's a battle going on, and that the way in which we can bring an end and a victory into the hearts of so many people who have fallen away from the true faith and are deemed, if we don't pray, to go to hell. Our Lady spoke this way in the first apparition of Fatima. So many souls are going to hell because there is no one to pray for them and make sacrifice. With Eucharistic reparation and the visitation of our Lord, the Blessed Sacrament, not only is there the prayer, but there's also the sacrifice, especially in those hours. Who knows, by taking a early morning, late night hour, how more beneficial is that than going when it's nice and comfy, when you're on the way to school and then popping in for a little while. That is good, but make a commitment. And it's between you and God. And when the call comes for you, the call made that time's up for you, have you been praying the rosary? Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Because your rosary will be further, to use the word, empowered when we live in front of the Son of God, the one who is beseeching us to give greater and greater honour to his mother, so that she has been given what he has died for, which is the merits from the cross, the virtues of Christ himself, and also all the graces won for our salvation He's given that to us through the mediatrix, the only mediatrix of graces to us is Our Lady, Jesus being the mediator to the Father. We cannot give Our Lady enough honour because we have not, in our minds and in our whole being, we want the heart of Jesus, but He has an infinite love. We cannot give Our Lady enough adulation, and in so doing, she will always point you to Jesus in the Eucharist, so that inner core that you find, that you have, 3 o'clock in the morning, different hours of the day, when the impossible seems to come upon you, call out to our Lord and His Mother and make the effort to go and adore Him in the Blessed Sacrament. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.